This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Time for some bacon.
Christmas is coming.
So here we go. It's that old time of the year. If you're kind of half thinking, see, I'm in that position. I'm kind of half thinking for the first time ever, I think I might actually make a Christmas cake. And my wife's saying, wise up, wind your neck in, we'll just buy one. And I'm thinking, no, do you know what? I might just for the first time ever give it a go. So what do I need to do, Paula McIntyre?
Right, John, I think you should, because I made a couple of these through the week, and honestly, see, just for the smell in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that wee bit of nostalgia, because I actually have a tin. You know, a tin, a good old-fashioned tin.
Oh, yeah, to keep it in.
You know when sweets were sweets, you know, the big tin, the big tin of sweets,
yeah.
And they were full? You remember that? And now they're, you know, they were packed full to the top, John. You opened it up and they nearly burst out.
There seemed to be more
out.
In it, and all the sweets were bigger. And,
and
tins. You could leave your back door open and get home in the bar of the bicycle. And, happy days.
Well, now, when you're making the cake, before you do anything, I've put two options in this. You can soak the fruit in stout, or you can just leave it. So I just left it, actually. I thought, because you're putting alcohol in, if you want to. You don't have to feed the cake. But, you know, if you want to have that nice sort of moist sort of boozy at the end, you know, on Christmas Day, it's quite nice. So but the first thing to do before we do anything, we're going to line the cake tin.
Okay,
so just now I remember my, you know, relatives always put brown paper on the outside of the tin.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember, you know, when they had a bit of brown paper and they tied it with string line?
Why was that? What was that about?
That was about just getting an even cooking. And I suppose that was from the times when your oven maybe would have been a wee bit dodgy on one side or the other. You don't really need to do that anymore. But what I did do was I lined the bottom with parchment paper. Parchment paper is fantastic now. And then lined the inside with parchment paper. So what to do that, if you get a bit of string and just put the string round the tin to see what length it is,
mm-hmm.
and then use that to cut out your parchment paper, and then have that parchment paper sitting up a wee bit, you know, maybe a couple of inches
up above it,
so that it's kind of protecting the cake inside and you're getting a nice even cooking.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes your fruit can be a wee bit, you know, overcooked on the top. I remember, John, when I did home economics and at school, and we had a home economics teacher, and she made us line the tin 14 times with greaseproof paper.
What do you mean? 14 layers of greaseproof paper?
14 layers of greaseproof.
Why?
Of greaseproof. Well, I sort of
You must
asked,
have been cheeky.
I asked that. I asked, about, I think when I got to layer 10, because at that stage I was ready for the road, I said, why are we doing this and why do we have to do 14? Surely two would be enough. So to be honest with you, John, at that stage I ended up in a storeroom in between the side there, and I didn't get to make a Christmas cake.
Yeah, I can see why.
Because I know you weren't allowed to question things in those days.
And as soon as you stuck your head up and said, why are we doing these things? It was like, well, we'll do a few more then. Do a few extra ones then. You do a wee...
You do 17 layers. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
McIntyre, yes. So
you're saying cake tins, in terms of cake tins, you're talking about an 8-inch, two smaller ones, like two 8-inch ones or one 12-inch tin. So is that the two 8-inch ones for two cakes or for one
on top? I do two cakes or
okay.
do one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. One big one that just its cooking time will take a wee bit more, obviously. But I did a couple of wee ones, you know, smaller ones. I don't know why. I thought maybe give one away, John. I might. Or I'm going to bring one to you on Christmas Eve. That's what I'm saying.
That's class. Because we're doing the show this year from our house,
yes,
Christmas Eve.
Yes, that's what
which
I was
is
thinking.
Fantastic. Well, then, what am I talking about? Why am I bother making one?
But the only thing is, see, for the one on Christmas Eve, that's going to be for the guests. So you may get a wee slice of that. So you can just make one anyway. In fact, you can make two, and then we'll have two Christmas cakes and Christmas Christmas Eve.
All right.
There you go.
That's good.
I've got my cake tin lined here. So then the next thing now is to start the actual cake. So you've got your soft butter, and then you've got your, I use dark brown sugar because I like a nice rich cake. Mm-hmm. So the butter at room temperature, which is quite hard at the moment, you know, because I don't know about you, but the heat's not on.
Heat's not on, exactly.
So the heat's not on in the house very often. So I found that, you know, I keep the butter outside, but it's still pretty solid, John. So, you know, maybe, you know, that hour that you put the heat on in between sort of 5 and 6.
Get your butter out.
A bit of a blast. Get your butter.
But you don't want it melted. You just want it soft.
No, soft. You know, for spreading toast consistency, you know, where it's, you can sort of put your finger through it. But it is important it is soft. And then your dark brown sugar. And you want to get that into an electric mixer and just beat that up until it's really pale. So it'll take about, I would give it about 10 minutes in the electric mixer and keep, you know, stopping it and taking the bits down from the side. You know, the electric mixer.
Yes, throws it up the side.
Wee bit up the side. So take that down. And then when you've got that nice and when it's at that stage, you know, where it's really light and fluffy nearly, you add in 4 eggs, just one at a time, you know, just in. And then at that stage, I take it out of the mixer, and take the bowl out and get in with my hands at this stage, and fold in flour. I've put in ground almonds as well, but you don't have to. You could do just flour and make up the weight of the almonds. But I quite like almonds. And then sometimes I put in a wee bit of, you know, instead of the ground almonds, I put in like 50 grams of flaked almonds.
Right.
Which is quite nice because you get that wee bit of cake, you know. So that stage there. Now, I have about 12.25 kilo of fruit. And I have a mixture here of sultanas, raisins. I've got cranberries. You could put figs into this.
Ooh.
Figs would be nice.
That'd be nice.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I knew I had figs in the house somewhere and the other day and I couldn't find them. But I did find them this morning. But
dried figs?
Yes, dried figs. You know, they get those nice sort of juicy ones. So, look, whatever mixture you want. You know, if you buy the dried mixed fruit?
Yeah.
That's got the candied peel in it.
That's got the peel in it, yeah. So
If you like the peel, that's the handy thing. You can just buy it all together. I don't like it. And I put in a zest of an orange in instead.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, I'd put a zest of an orange in even if I was using the candied, you know, the mixed fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. A glass of cherries then?
I found some dried cherries, you know, sun-dried cherries. So, but glassy cherries, a lot of people like them and they do look nice in the cake, don't they?
They do.
You know, they're kind of like a nice jewel sort of.
And it's the one reason every year to use glassy cherries. Otherwise,
well,
they kind of sit in your cupboard and just wither and die.
Yeah, and they do. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now the spice, I've put in mixed spice, nutmeg, which I love, cinnamon, and allspice and ginger. And allspice is that we, you know, sort of like, I use it quite a lot. You would use that in, you know, in jerk chicken things like that. But I quite like it, you know, the allspice, if you're going to buy it in, you know, buy it, you know, use it for, you know, like nice spices like that, like jerk chicken, or I would put it into... Sometimes I put it into ginger cake. It's lovely. It's one of those ones that I sort of have in the cupboard and think I use it quite a lot because when you open it up, it's got that lovely Christmassy smell.
Mm-hmm. And this is so you're going to be able to use these through the year for different things as well. If you're having to buy the spices,
Well, nutmeg, for example, I use nutmeg all the time. You know, if I'm making a cheese sauce,
yeah,
just a wee bit of nutmeg and that's beautiful, lovely. Or if you're cooking spinach or kale, wee bit of nutmeg and it's lovely. So that's that all, and then that goes into here. Just give it a really good mix, John. I mean, a really good mix. You know, get it. I have a big saucepan, and I just, you know, if I'm doing anything like cakes, I get all the mixture into the big saucepan, and get a big couple of spoons going, and giving it a really good mix together.
Mm-hmm.
And then that goes into your cake tin, or your cake tins, and smooth over the top. And
that'll not be sloppy now at this stage, will it?
When you ever you're mixing that cake, you're going to get a good workout.
Right.
You know, upper arm, you know. So it's pretty solid, because really and truly, there's, you know, the only liquid in that's your four eggs.
Yeah, I suppose
and
so.
The rest is, you know, your flour and everything. So give that a really good mix. The other key to making a good Christmas cake is a nice low oven. So you're looking at 120 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow, very low. Okay.
So really low. And it'll take, you know, for the smaller ones, it took about, I think it was an hour and 45 minutes it took. And just, you know, just really just until you insert a skewer and it comes out clean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're looking for. And at that stage, you know, just bring them out and let them cool down. And the smell, oh, you know, with all those spices in it, it's just beautiful.
Yeah. And it feels.
And that's what you should make it.
It makes, exactly. And then you feel Christmas is kind of, Christmas is
Look,
coming.
You go to the supermarket and you can buy a fruit cake, but it's not the same, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So 2 hours then at 120.
About up to 2 hours. I would check it after one. And obviously if you're making a bigger cake and using all the mixture in one cake tin, it'll take a bit longer. But just give it an odd wee check.
Yeah. And see what then, once you get that done and you take it out, let it cool and then find your tin or
get
something.
Your tin. It needs to be something
airtight anyway. Something,
something
let the air in.
Now, put that into the tin. Now, the other thing when you're doing, don't put it in tin foil or anything like that. Just, you know, maybe I normally just line the actual tin itself, just put a wee bit of parchment paper in the bottom, and then a wee bit of parchment paper on top of the cake, mm-hmm. and then seal it. But then, you know, maybe in a week's time, you come to feed it, and I normally just take the wee bit of parchment paper from the top and get like a dessert spoon and just of whiskey or brandy and just drizzle that over the top.
Okay, just a spoon's worth.
Just a spoon, honestly, just a wee bit. You know, if you have, the other thing I do is, you know, if you have one of those wee spritzers,
uh-huh.
I use them for the barbecue, you know, if you want to spritz, like, you know, something on top of the, you know, if you're barbecuing. So you can get these wee spritzers. I get them in the chemist shop, you know, for hairspray for taking away or something.
Right.
You know, travel accessories. You get a wee spritzer bottle. And if you put some whiskey into that and just spritz that over the top.
Get the hairspray out of it, first of all, obviously.
Well, they're empty.
Oh, right,
they're
okay.
Travel things.
Oh, yes, I know the things you mean now.
They're wee tiny things.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you put a bit of whiskey in that and then you're just spritzing over the top of that, so that's for your...
And that's kind of in a week's time once it's done and it's sitting away.
You
don't need to start poking holes in the top of it and pouring it over then.
No, just spritz it.
Okay.
Yeah, or just rub a wee bit of, and that's it.
Right.
And then put the lid back on and do that every sort of once a week or so. You don't have to, but...
It just keeps it juicy because, you put so much effort and time into this. When it comes Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and you're cutting your Christmas cake and somebody's around, you want to say, here it is, here's the one I made, and we've always bought it every year, but this year I made it myself.
Didn't I do well?
And then you open it up and you take it out and it's black and it's dry and it's crumbly and everybody's kind of going, well, okay, you know, just buy one next year. So that's to get you this far, and then we'll remind you over the next few weeks to keep feeding your cake.
And I'm going to go and spritz
whatever.
This now because I made it on Tuesday, so I'm going to go have a wee spritz now and then, and I'm going to do that religiously until Christmas Eve.
Happy days. Recipe is on the website, on the John Toole Show page. There's also, if you give us a call here on 030 30 80 55 55, we'll send you out a recipe sheet, but it's right there right now on the website, and the Cooking with Paula podcast will be available wherever you get your podcast. You'll be able to hear that this afternoon. Paula, thanks a million, and the very best luck. I'm going to try that. Maybe not this afternoon. Well, maybe even this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon. But I promise by next week, I will have started my Christmas cake, and I'll report back to you then.
I will need photographic evidence.
Right. Well,
isn't good enough.
We'll see about that.
Yes, okay,
we'll see about
right.
that. Thanks a million. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, John. Take care.
All the best. There you go. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toole Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.